Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark are on the road, headed down to New York City for the Talkers Convention.
Woo!
So they will not be here tonight or tomorrow night. So tonight, it's me, Daryl.
Derek J.
And Johnson.
And both of you have some interesting stories that we'll get to later.
Yeah.
But I want to start off with a story that they teased briefly at the end of the show last night.
Mm.
And that is the situation with Reason.com.
Yeah.
Where, for those of you not familiar, Reason.com is a libertarian-leaning website, probably one of the more libertarian of the national magazines that are produced. And, well, the Justice Department is not happy with some of the people that were commenting over at Reason.com. And I've got a story here from Forbes that says the Department of Justice issued a grand jury subpoena to Reason.com last week, asking the libertarian media site for the identities of six readers who posted comments threatening Silk Road Judge Catherine Forrest.
Wait a minute. So a subpoena, that can be for a person or for information, right?
It can be for a person to provide information.
So this subpoena, does it say who at Reason was actually subpoenaed? Because it sounds to me like this subpoena is actually for the commenters themselves.
Right.
Well, it's for information about the commenters. And
yeah.
I have the subpoena, and it says Reason.com.
Hmm.
And then it has the mailing address for Reason.com. And I'll read the subpoena. It's only three sentences. Please be advised that the accompanying grand jury subpoena... Oh, this is the cover letter, apparently. Please be advised that the accompanying grand jury subpoena has been issued in connection with the official criminal investigation of a suspected felony being conducted by a federal grand jury.
Hmm.
The government hereby requests that you voluntarily refrain from disclosing the existence of this subpoena to any third party.
Oops.
Good luck with that one. While you are under no obligation to comply with our request, we are requesting you not to make any disclosure in order to preserve the confidentiality of the investigation, and because disclosure of the existence of this investigation might interfere with and impede this investigation.
No, I don't think so. I think it just embarrasses the organization that's actually asking for this information. They'd prefer that they could do their bidding outside of public view.
Moreover, if you intend to disclose the existence of this subpoena to a third party, please let me know before making any such disclosure. Very truly yours.
Wow.
That's Preet Bharara, U.S. Attorney.
That's like, if you intend to rob this store, please let us know.
Yes. And then they actually have the subpoena here. We command you that all and singular business and excuses being laid aside, you appear and attend before the grand jury of the people of the United States for the Southern District of New York at the United States Courthouse, and then it has the address.
So, but wait, it says, we command you, and that's in all caps, but it doesn't say who. Who is you? Who is being subpoenaed here?
Reason.com.
That's not a who. That is a what. And, like,
That's who it's addressed to. It's addressed to Reason.com.
Yeah, so what if the people at Reason.com were just like, whoops, this ended up in the shredder.
Then you would wind up going to jail for...
Who? Who goes to jail?
Whoever
not
put
addressed to a person.
Whoever put stuff in a shredder would go to jail.
Well, prove it was me.
We covered the story last week on Friday about the guy that is facing 20 years in prison for clearing his browser history. That was construed to be obstruction of justice under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act.
Fine. I get you. how can you prove that Daryl shredded the paper or Derek shredded the paper?
Everybody that works for Reason is now going to jail if somebody shreds the paper. That's what they'll do.
Or the other option is to do what LavaBit did when it had its private email service have this type of thing, which is Reason may just close its doors entirely and say Reason.com no longer exists. We don't have that information because Reason.com is no longer a viable entity. And we are now LibertarianReason.com. We've started a new business. Like, that's kind of like what LavaBit did.
Yeah, but
there was no they could not comply. Like, they didn't want to comply with the order, so they just shut.
Yeah, but shut then the government could just come and order the next organization or website or web host to turn over their information. What I'm getting at is this whole thing, the whole Silk Road trial rested on the argument that the government has the authority to prosecute a web host for what its users do.
Yeah.
So, okay, you've created a website, and then someone makes a threat, like exactly what happened. Someone made Reason.com. They published news articles. Oh, someone made a threat in the comments section. And now we need to subpoena the entire organization, and you're all going to jail if you don't comply with our orders.
Well, did you actually read the comments?
Yeah, I mean, they were threatening to put the judge in a wood chipper or something, or they
vaguely
were insinuating.
Right, but there's, you know, the whole thing behind a threat being a threat is intent to actually carry out whatever is being said.
They weren't saying, like, I will put the judge in a wood chipper. They were saying, like, oh, she could use a wood chipper or something like that.
A wood chipper would send a message, especially if you put them in feet first, was one of the comments.
Right, and, like, you know, nice to say.
That was after somebody said, this type of judge is somebody that needs to be sent out back and shot in the head. Somebody else said, that's a waste of ammunition.
Right.
So, and then there was the wood chipper comment.
So this judge, she really lives in a bubble. I mean, New York City federal judge, okay? Yeah. She couldn't be more protected from the rest of the world, the real people, us out there. And she thinks that she has just so much authority that she can order a website, an entire organization, to turn over their private information about users of their website. Did they even collect information about their comments?
This was not the judge. This was the attorney, Preet Bharara. He's the guy that prosecuted Ross Ulbricht.
Oh, and he's not satisfied with his life in prison verdict? He's got to go after Reason Magazine now, too?
Yes. So skipping down here in the subpoena, it says, failure to attend and produce any items hereby demanded will constitute contempt of court and will subject you to civil sanctions and criminal penalties in addition to other penalties of the law.
There was some security company, I can't remember what it is or how exactly they did it, but I remember they complied with one of these government requests by printing out, like, every single page of their site in, like, size 8 or size 4
font. That was LavaBit also.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, that was before the government forced them to turn over the unencrypted version. They turned over the encrypted version in tiny print.
Right.
So it's like, here, you can type all of this in yourself.
Right.
It didn't give them a digital copy. Just gave them a printout.
Here's the information that the attorney is demanding from Reason.com. Subscriber/account info, if any. Associated addresses, email address, telephone numbers, IP addresses associated with the posting, billing information to include credit card, bank information, if any, and associated devices connected to the user.
Wait a minute. Who's supposed to collect all this information? And don't they have a job to do other than work for the government collecting information that they demand? I mean, who? Like, pretend you're at the top of Reason, okay? You're the CEO or whoever the top position is. Who do you delegate this responsibility to? Hey, Joe, you know, I know you got a very busy week, but I need you to go and investigate every single commenter in this ridiculous subpoena and find their IP addresses, their contact information, billing information, credit cards, whatever kind of information you might have on these people.
Here's what I would do. If I got one of these because somebody posted a comment on my website, fpp.cc, I would just say, I don't have that information. Because I don't. I don't keep IP addresses. I don't have any, you know, registered users of the site. I don't know.
You actually do, though. In order for the site to operate, it's part of the operational function of the website.
Okay, anyway, the website itself might have it, but I do not.
Right, so you'd be obligated to provide them with a copy of the website. You have the information.
It's online at fpp.cc. Right. You figure it out.
Not good enough. You're going to jail.
And we'll actually read these comments as well as the usernames that they want all of this information from. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Your calls welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the subpoena, and I'm actually going through the subpoena that was sent to reason.com. That was the address placed on, or the name placed on the subpoena. And then it had a mailing address for Washington, D.C. And Preet Bharara, the guy who prosecuted Ross Ulbricht,
supervillain,
now wants... Who? Preet Bharara is a supervillain,
yeah.
Or Ross Ulbricht is a supervillain?
Preet.
Yeah. That just sounds like a villainy name, doesn't it? Preet.
No, I knew other Preets who were nice, but this guy, his bloodlust can't be satisfied. I've never seen anything that parallels this. I mean, first of all, he gets a precedent-setting victory, in his view, it would be a victory, prosecuting Ross Ulbricht and getting a maximum sentence, despite not asking for it, getting
right.
maximum sentencing, and then his bloodlust unsatiated, he then turns around and subpoenas a website who has some commenters that said some negative things about his friend, the judge.
Right. So what he is asking for, he being the attorney in this case, is asking for subscriber or account information, if any, associated addresses, email addresses, telephone numbers, IP addresses associated with the postings, billing information to include credit card and bank information, if any, and associated devices connected to the user. And they have comments here. The first one is from Agamemnon, who on May 31st...
Sorry, Agamemnon.
Wrote, it's judges like these that should be taken out back and shot. Then Allen writes, it's judges like this that will be taken out back and shot. Fix that for you. Croker then wrote, why waste ammunition? Wood chippers get the message across clearly, especially if you feed them in feet first. Cloudbuster writes, why do it out back? Shoot them out front on the steps of the courthouse. Raiwan then writes, I hope there is a special place in hell reserved for that horrible woman. Now, does that
While you're at it, are you going to read their IP addresses on the air as well?
There's no IP address on here. But no, like, people should know, like, these are the comments that an attorney is going to a website and saying, we demand all of this information.
Right.
No. Read the next one. This one's really horrible. This one is. He surely belongs in jail for this one. Wait, no. I don't think the audience caught it. What did this guy say?
So, Raiwan says, I hope there is a special place in hell reserved for that horrible woman. Horrible woman being the judge, Forrest Grump. Allen then writes, there is.
There is? Send him away. Lock him up for life.
Well, Alan is also the one that says that it's judges like that will be taken out back and shot.
No. Well, Alan's a real character here.
Product placement says, I'd prefer a hellish place on earth be reserved for her as well. And then Croker says, F that. I don't want to pay for that C's food, housing, and medical. Send her through the wood chipper.
Wow.
So these are the comments.
Yeah, but they're not good people. Let's be clear. Like, these are not nice things to say.
Right. They're not. But again, you know, these are things that, on the one hand, are kind of said out of frustration and said also in a level of anonymity. And when people are more anonymous, they're going to tend to try to get away with a little more, you know, poke the bear
a little more.
Right. It's definitely flash. But I don't think that anything that was said there is something that should lead to someone being prosecuted for making a threat. And nothing that I read there seems to justify sending a subpoena to a website demanding all kinds of contact information for people that posted comments. The story here from Forbes continues, blogger Ken White obtained the subpoena and posted it on a website called PopeHat.com. The subpoena asked Reason to provide information to the government, and we've already gone over that information. They then cite, they being the federal government in the subpoena, they cite a violation to U.S. Code Title 18, Section 875, which prohibits transmitting any communication in interstate or foreign commerce containing a threat to injure the person of another. And this law has been called the cyberbullying law and was basically intended to go after people that are actually making credible threats.
I think Preet needs a girlfriend.
Maybe he has one. Maybe he wants a boyfriend.
No, he's just vindictive and evil. There's no point in wasting your time this way. I mean, why wouldn't you go after actual criminals? If you're at this high level of power, right? He's a prosecuting attorney in federal cases in New York City, Manhattan. You would think he's got bigger fish to fry than the comments section of a libertarian website.
Yes.
And get a life, dude.
And apparently, the subpoena required Reason to appear before the grand jury 2 days ago. So I'm not sure if anyone actually appeared for that. And if so, who? The article that I have here is from Monday. And apparently, Judge Catherine Forrest also received threats earlier on in the Silk Road case. In October of last year, after Forrest denied two motions for charges to be dropped, an editor on Hidden Wiki, who said that Forrest was unfairly ruining Ulbricht's life, posted what he claimed to be Forrest's social security number, date of birth, and home address. At that time, Ulbricht's defense sharply criticized the threat. So I don't know how necessarily just posting information about somebody is considered a threat, but I guess when it's a government employee that you're posting info on, anything you say negatively about the person is going to be perceived as a threat.
Yeah, it's because we live under rule of man, not rule of law. I mean, they'll say, oh, you know, we live under rule of law, and it's not the law of the jungle, you know, but it is. It's exactly that. It's people in power who can say, I don't like what you said on that website, and I'm going to punish you for it. They've got tools at their disposal to do it, and don't think they won't hesitate to use them, because here it is.
Yeah, and I really like what Mark says all the time. No, it is rule of law. The laws are just poorly written and randomly enforced.
Well, all right. Fair enough. We're both right.
Right, because, you know, you've got the man deciding how to enforce the law that is poorly written, and a lot of times I've gone over legislation, I've read some of this, and depending on how you parse the sentence because of all the commas, it could either mean something totally benign or something totally, you know, horrible.
Do you think that she should be treading kind of carefully here with the fact that the prosecution or whatnot, or the evidence for the supposed hits that, you know, Ulbricht supposedly requested, that sort of charge never went through. So is it possible that, you know, a hit could in Bitcoin, you know, a price on her head could be put out?
I don't know. What do you think? 855-450-FREE. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hey, Bricky Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, Common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls welcome about whatever is on your mind. We're talking court-related stuff. And no, it's not court that any of us are necessarily dealing with. Although, Derek, you did have an interesting story from court earlier this week.
Yeah, I had some fun in court.
We might talk about in just a bit. But do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. And, you know, I used to have a car that had 43 bumper stickers on the back of it. There were about 10 others on the sides and the front, and about 40 of those came from libertystickers.com.
Well, you have a whole lot more surface area now.
I do, and I might go to libertystickers.com and get some bumper stickers to put on the back of the Not a Bus.
Yay.
Derek, sticking with court information, you've got a story about a 4-year-old boy by the name of Chase Hieronymus, and Chase has been in and out of court for the last couple of years. His mom,
well, I don't know if he has, but his parents have.
Well, definitely his mother. There have been cases filed on his behalf.
Yeah,
I've read some of those filings, and, well, it might not end so well for Chase. So what's this all about?
Anti-circumcision activists known as intactivists have waged an online war with Joe DiMaggio's Children's Hospital over a supposed scheduled circumcision of 4-year-old Chase Hieronymus this week. That's today. The groups have inundated the hospital's Facebook page, and the hacktivist group known as Anonymous is supposedly threatening to hack the hospital.
Meanwhile, how do you hack a hospital?
Well, Anonymous is famous for uncovering private information and
like,
then revealing it, posting it to websites.
I know you can hack their website so that the website can't function, but like, are they going to somehow like hack the electronic doors so that they don't open and nobody can go to the hospital?
I don't know, Daryl. They are just threatening to hack the hospital. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Maybe we'll find out. Meanwhile, an anonymous source who claims to work for the hospital tells New Times, that's this publication from which I'm reading, that hospital staffers have been warned not to speak of Chase or the supposed procedure in any way, and that the topic in general should be avoided, be it at work or elsewhere. The source says that they don't know if these orders came directly from the hospital administrators or from supervisors working the floor, but word began to spread among staffers Tuesday morning. The source says there's genuine fear among staffers of saying anything in public or private regarding Chase for fear of losing their jobs.
Now, let's give some background information on this. A little more background info than just, you know, the parents have gone to court. And, Derek, I know this is a story that you've read a lot about.
I've read a lot about.
So, summarize, and then I'll add my own sort of twist if there's anything that I disagree with.
Yeah, so Chase is about 4.5 years old. His parents are divorced. At the time when they were together, they agreed that he would be circumcised. The mother signed an agreement saying as much. After some time passed, she decided she had changed her mind and that she didn't want her son to be circumcised. And the father has, for years, been taking this issue to court to try and force the issue. And finally, a judge ruled that, yes, Chase is to be circumcised by order of the court.
Right. And just one thing that you left out. The parenting agreement where the mother signed and said, yes, Chase will get circumcised,
yeah,
that was a court document. So when she reneged on that, essentially she was committing contempt of court.
Okay.
That's why it's been going through court and had all of these hearings.
Well, isn't it also something that the father wants?
She missed a couple of court dates. That's why she was in contempt of court and held in jail.
Right.
So, some of the stories that I've seen have just said, mother put in jail for refusing to have son circumcised.
Right, but this is also something that the father wants, right? I mean, it's not just the government pursuing the circumcision.
Right.
You're in contempt of court, we're chopping the tip off.
Right, so this was something that the parents agreed on about 2 years ago. And it was filed in a government, in a court paper of these are the things, so there was custody issues, who makes medical decisions, who makes educational decisions, et cetera, all part of this court-ordered parenting plan.
Yeah.
And one of the things was Chase will at some point be circumcised.
Yeah, but there's an important principle at work here, and I want to ask you guys, is it legitimate to sign a contract to do harm to a third party?
No. I also don't think that it's legitimate that there has to be some government document that pretty much dictates every decision that's going to be made on behalf of a child.
Yeah, see, because
there are also a lot of stupid people that would argue that that's not doing harm.
Yeah, but I would argue that it is. First of all, there's physical pain involved, which would indicate harm. Permanent, which, you know, it's an irreversible
procedure.
So would
you say that it's harm then for a parent to remove a child's tonsils if they were continually getting strep throat and their life was in danger?
Well, that's a
there's
different
pain
situation.
Involved, weeks of eating ice cream.
Yeah, I would say it's different when the child's life is in danger. What's being claimed here is a condition called phimosis, right, which is normal
but
among
you
young
get a life threat
children.
STD.
Yeah, right.
You there could are get lots those of those anyway,
and it's not a big problem for 5-year-olds anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's the issue that it comes down to. Is I view this as harm being done to a child, and I view every individual as being the sole owner of his or her own body, and you get to decide what happens to your body. So Chase is 4.5 years old. He's aware of his anatomy, and he apparently objects to this procedure happening. Understandably, he doesn't want his body to change, and he doesn't get to have any say in that. So I think that's wrong. You know, if children had a choice, they could make the choice at 18. If there were real benefits, they could always choose to do it later. But choosing to do it when he has no say, it just doesn't seem right.
Let's get personal. Either of y'all cut?
Yes. Yeah.
So,
but I've had conversations with my parents about it, and they both apologized.
Like, either of you remember the procedure?
No.
No.
I do.
Oh, no. Wow. How old were you?
I had to have an adjustment done because it was like healing wrong.
Oh, my
God. So I guess the initial procedure was done before I was able to form memories, but this is...
It's completely unnecessary in the first place.
Yeah, it's definitely by far and away the most pain I ever remember experiencing my entire life.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that. Yep.
Worse than hitting yourself in the face with an aluminum baseball bat twice?
One of the things that they say, though, is that... the early trauma of... a circumcision or genital cutting, whatever term you prefer, has an effect that lasts a lifetime on an individual. With regard to,
I definitely see that. That could potentially be true for sure.
Yeah,
especially when it's
emotional attachment and.
But like I think that. I'm guessing here, but I'm thinking the pain that happens that's that traumatic before you can even form memories has got to be extremely impactful.
Well, yeah, it's like, welcome to the world, okay? Right. There are a lot of parents who go through trouble to make sure that they've got, you know, sometimes they give birth in big bathtubs and that are warm water and they want to have music playing. They want to make sure that the child has a pleasant experience when it enters the world.
Right.
Now add to that genital cutting, and things get unpleasant.
Now, there's more to this story that we'll get into when we come back. And your calls, of course, welcome. What do you think about circumcision? Should 4-year-olds be circumcised by court order? 855-450-FREE.
Quantum Life. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. Brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls welcome about whatever is on your mind. We're talking court and specifically the decision down in, I believe it's Broward County, Florida, that four-year-old Chase Hieronymus must undergo a circumcision and
a genital cutting.
Yes. The whole court case involving that started because of a parenting plan that was filed with the court about 2 years ago, and then the mother changed her mind and decided that, no, that's not what I want for my son. And the father said, no, that is what we want for our son, and that man in the moo-moo is going to tell you that that's what we must do.
I want my son's penis cut.
And that's what the judge said, because that's what the mother had agreed to in previous court filings. She missed a couple of court dates, was then arrested for contempt of court, and was told, if you want out of jail under these contempt of court charges, you must sign this court order that allows the father to have this procedure done to your son.
This guy's kind of sick, don't you think? I mean, like, what's with his obsession? Wouldn't you just drop it after a while? Like, all right, you know, our son's a little old, and I can... Maybe I've researched this and discovered that it's not medically necessary and that pediatricians of America...
I want his to look like mine!
Okay. So if you were an amputee, would you chop off your child's arm? So he looks like you?
I'm just telling you the argument that is fairly common is,
I know, I've heard that before myself.
So let's go to Skype. We've got Nathan calling in. Nathan, you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, you guys were talking about circumcision, and I thought I'd call in about it. Did you know about the supposed link between autism and circumcision?
This is a new one to me. I've never heard this.
Well, it's a tentative story, so that might be why almost nobody I talked to has heard about it. It's a study from Denmark which seems to indicate a correlation Not necessarily causation, of course, since it's just a statistical artifact or finding, but a seeming high correlation in a Denmark study between circumcision and rates of autism. And the mechanism wouldn't be hard to figure out if there was a link, or if there is a link, since, you know, large amounts of pain in a newborn and other studies have been shown to alter pain perception, so it's possible it could be altering other things as well. A lot of autistic people have sensory issues, like, for example, lights will appear to be much brighter than they are or whatnot. So at this stage, I think it's a very I think it's a likely possibility that there is a link.
It's too bad the stupid nature under which this happens, because otherwise you might be able to find twin studies where, you know, one, you could have like one twin that would be circumcised and one that isn't, and then that would sort of provide definitive information about whether or not this is, you know, more likely to be causation of autism. But unfortunately, the way that this always happens, even if in a twin situation, both would end up being circumcised.
What do you think about using the word cut instead of circumcised?
It doesn't really. I don't think it makes that much of a difference.
All right, I think so, it does.
I'm curious about something. Derek, you would be considered an intactivist, right? Or at least I would consider you to be one.
Yeah.
Do you know if the number of people that are getting circumcised is going up or down?
It's going way
down. It's going down.
Yeah. Okay, so that makes it seem like the whole there's a connection between circumcision and
autism
seems rather spurious when one is going up and the other one is going down.
But let me give you a frame of reference, just since you brought up the question. In my father's generation, he's a baby boomer, it was about 90% of boys in the U.S. were circumcised. By my generation, I was born in 89, it was about 50% of boys. And today, it's about 30%.
So I've got a question for you. Here's why I don't like the word cut. So when you're describing a dude who's cut, are you more likely to be describing his downstairs? Or are you more likely to be describing his six-pack?
Yeah, no, it depends on the website that you're surfing on which personal ad.
I think the recommended term by intactivists is to say intact or not intact.
Right.
And so it puts
why don't we just jump to mutilated?
Well, no, because it
puts... I was going to say, male genital mutilation.
Well, it's not very strong language, for one. You know, it's a word that both those who support the practice of genital cutting and those who do not can agree on, and both use, you know, intact is,
right.
You know, it doesn't have the same connotation as mutilation. But it also, at the same time, switches the default from circumcised and non-circumcised to intact and non-intact. You know, it puts the default on the intact person, not the circumcised person. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I think that's why it has value.
I don't know. I like extreme language in certain circumstances. Like, you know, go as far as to say, has your child's penis been raped with a knife? Because essentially that's kind of true. I mean, it's a sexual violation.
So, Nathan, before I sort of jump on to the whole, you know, there's some kind of link between circumcision and autism, I would love to see numbers. And there's a website where they show all of these things that correlate but obviously are not connected. And I'm on the website right now. The top thing that they have has a correlation rate of 99.79%. That is the U.S. spending on science, space, and technology that correlates with suicides by hanging, strangulation, and suffocation. Obviously, those things not connected, as are the number of people who drown by falling into a pool, not in any way connected with the number of films that Nicolas Cage appears in, but they correlated about 67%.
No. You see, they're watching films by Nicolas Cage and failing to launch careers in science, and so they're being depressed and committing suicide, you see. So, but yeah, I see what your point is. The actual number for autism in the study was a 50% increase in risk for circumcised versus uncircumcised.
I mean, if this turns out to be true, I mean, people need to really just sort of get this through their heads that this is something that's so horrifying that it breaks their child's mind for the rest of their life.
Nathan, thanks for the call, and we now go to John in St. George. John, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, you're on.
Yeah, sorry about that. So I'm glad that you guys took my call. I just wanted to express that I'm glad that I was circumcised as a little boy, because I've actually found a benefit in it. I've talked to my intact friends, and they actually don't last as long endurance-wise in bed with their wives or significant other. Whereas because I've reduced some of my feeling down there because of circumcision, I feel like I can last a lot longer than most people can.
Well, that's a silver lining to the cloud.
Interesting.
I found something positive in that.
Never knew that was in any way connected. John, anything else?
Nothing. Everybody likes to, dog it because of the religious context.
Actually,
it is kind of brutal when they're young as well.
I've heard of this. Sorry, I just have a question for you real quick, John. How old are you?
37.
37, okay. One of the things that has been brought up with this argument about lasting longer is that what can happen is a desensitization that just gets worse and worse over life. So while you may be lasting longer now in an appropriate length of time, it may get to the point of where you're lasting too long. I'd be careful.
That's fair. I think that's
be real careful
that's a
with
fair
that.
Argument. Right now, when I'm at the height of my sexual reproduction and kind of the height of my sexual activity, I think it's not necessarily a bad thing in my 30s to last a little bit longer.
Yeah. It's also something that people who are intact could certainly practice and improve.
Sure.
It's not something out of their control.
Nothing against the intact or unintact. I'm just throwing it out there. That's one reason, one thing that I'm grateful for, even though I really didn't have a choice in it. There is a silver lining there.
Do you think that's what your parents were thinking about when they got you circumcised?
You know, whether or not my parents were thinking about that or religion or whatever they were thinking about, it really doesn't change the fact that, I'm cut.
Yeah.
John, thanks for the call. And, of course, your calls, welcome, 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. And, Derek, I'm guessing there's more to this article?
Sure is. The activists... The anti-circumcision groups, known as intactivists, have been posting on Facebook pages, have created their own Facebook page against this Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital, and have even created some YouTube videos of themselves calling the employees of this hospital. So we've got some of that to share with you.
I imagine it would be really hard to play baseball without the tip of the bat.
Probably. We'll find out more about the situation with Chase Hieronymus when we come back in hour number two. This is Free Talk Live.
The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st, right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit, June 18th through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.